Feel like a rock star, guys. Hey, listen, here's what happened to me today. I went to the dentist, and it was a new dentist, and the hygienist was like the Tasmanian devil in my mouth. I don't know how you clean someone's teeth, and they hurt. My teeth are killing me. Why did I make that for today? I don't know, but don't go to any dentist in Greensburg. We'll talk about that later. You can see me. I'll give you a number not to go. The worst part is she's like, sit still. I'm like, you're hurting me. She's like, it'll go faster if you sit still. I'm like, I felt like I was 12 again, you know. But anyway, that was the best part of my day. So hopefully this will be better. And wow, hard to read after Barrett. You're amazing. Woo. Thank you for having me here. And thank you for everything. Your magazine's awesome. All right. So you heard my bio, but this is probably my real bio. It's called Admissions. 1. I want to stop writing about the universe, atoms colliding, the big bang of our bodies that never touched anyway, this not letting go I'm so good at. 2. I drop with the sun. Daytime is dying like us, I think, so I watch the stars wink out when I can't sleep. 3. Because I'm thinking too much. Thinking of the ammo I give you, like handing out gut blows, and I never learn. 4. Dormant like bees, I find parts of my father, black eyes, wide hands, and the pronounced V of collarbone, hiding sadness better, tucked into his t-shirt, laughing. How, what if by tomorrow I can't remember the shape he made in a room alone? 5. I'm afraid. Not of death, but the pain of dying, bullets or blood loss. 6. I'm afraid of everything. And when I can't breathe, I send out my light speed and telepathic rockets to tell someone, anyone, wake up. 7. I need you. But I never call. 8. I call myself a liquid, the moon, too sensitive, a quasar, feline, chivalrous, a coward, not really an artist, not even alive sometimes. 9. I felt beautiful twice. Once when I fit into a size 4 at the Gap, the other when I woke up in someone else's body. 10. I feel more like a man than a woman, except when I cry. 11. Which is why I think I was Napoleon in a past life.
Oh, thank you.
So how embarrassing is that? And I feel like my poems are a little depressing, so I hope everybody's in the, like, Tuesday night depressive mood. I'm sorry. This is actually the poem that was in the Free State Review, and so thank you for publishing it. It's really close to me, so. It's called When Someone Says. When someone says, I've got some bad news, and the next thing you hear is the world crashing around you, the hollow knock of your heart against highway, you'll die that way, a little for both of you, for all the people on the parkway stuck in traffic watching you cry for 10 minutes, 2 miles from the off-ramp, and 5 minutes just trying to cross to the other side. On the off chance someone lets you through, he'll see you for the 3-minute merge, screaming with windows up, thinking every horn honking is proof the universe hates you, and the God you don't pray to must be rolling up his sleeves, letting the sun sleep on her quiet face, shut down in a tiny room, beeping. You'll watch her die for days, wondering how the city still stands, the world moving around your body like a parked car on the freeway, and even after she's gone, you'll smell the plastic, grief for weeks, the deep freeze of ICU, overcooked cafeteria food, her limp hands of pink flowers, swollen gums, and this giving up at last in the helpless garden of her secrets. All right. So this is kind of like a follow-up to that. When somebody dies and they're close to you, obviously, you go through a period of grieving, and I date a therapist. Thank you. It's actually a punchline, so you can laugh at that. I won't go to one, but I'll date one. So it's true. My friends, as soon as I start dating her, they're like, we've been telling you to go for years. I'm like, well, now it's free. So, and she's red. So it always strikes me, like my father passed away when I was younger, so I'm kind of not used to it. You're never used to it, but there's this like process, and they're like, well, first you're going to go through this, and then you're going to go through this, and it's so maddening. It's like, no, I'm not that person. I'm not going to follow these rules. Like, but at the end of the day, there are those phases, and this poem is sort of a response to that. It's called Forget What I Said Earlier. Forget what I said earlier. I'm angry. I'm pinching for blood in the floralscape of a restaurant bathroom. It's Italian, and I'm not okay. And there's no pretending heavy in this plate of spaghetti. It's different. I love you no less, but you're dead, and I want to imagine you never left, or better yet, never made it to my speed dial. You calling from home, alone with your PJs on and one lit cigarette swinging from your lips and me stuck in the wind of it. Faking the shape of your body in the black mirror of sky. I mean, forget holding hands on the way home. Forget the press lace of your fingers on my back, the rivers kissing from Mount Washington, all yourselves tucked into our bodies loud as a car alarm. Okay, and this one is going to be offensive to some people, so I expect tomato throwing. It's encouraged. Yeah, no. Seriously, someone's going to be offended, and I'm sorry for that. It was funny when I wrote it. That's all I have to say. This is a list poem, which is... already I offended someone, see? Right? A list poem, yeah. It's called Tendencies. I have a tendency to be restless, to loiter dimly lit parking lots in my car just to avoid home. I have a tendency to neglect house plants and underwear drawers. I have a tendency to frequent places with free coffee refills and an adequate amount of electrical outlets. I have a tendency to sleep on wrinkled sheets I don't iron. I have a tendency to break up with myself after sundown, when my flaws tend to grow and glow by moonlight, and I've gained 20 pounds since dinner. I have a tendency to make fun of PT Cruisers. There it is, guys. I have a tendency to talk to myself, pep talks on the way to work, or worse, the cat in a baby voice stoop down to the carpet asking, "What do you want?" I have a tendency to pine, I have a tendency to pine, to pick lint off of carpets and sweaters obsessively. I have a tendency to dream about high school alone in long halls searching for something, but just making laps. I have a tendency to judge people by how they treat strangers, how much of a tip they leave. I have a tendency to keep bananas too long. I have a tendency to apologize for everything, for nothing, a trait my sister and I share, like eyes, neither green nor brown, but brilliant, for which we both blame our mothers. Thanks. I just realized the whole underwear drawer thing. I do change my underwear. I just don't like to fold them. After I read that, I was like, oh, they probably think, don't come near her. I only have two pairs. Just alternate. No. Okay, sorry. All right. This one's called Adjacent. I'm not brave. I stopped taking the pills, though. Cleaned out my pockets. Synapse is stuck. I am cavernous in reverse. I tell a coworker, everyone loses. So she worries it. The cat cries. I wash the bathtub again. I play the same songs over and over on drives home. So sudden ellipses. For what's softer, the world getting louder. I wonder, is it just me getting bigger? Maybe. Maybe I'm just greedy. Maybe I want all of me, even heavy. So some days death jumps me, and every stall this longing to live guts up so hard I wind up killing everyone. Thanks. You're helping. My mouth still hurts, though, guys. I think this is going to be my last poem. This is in honor of Flight 370, the whole Malaysia thing, which is still on my mind every day and in my heart. So it's called What's Missing. And once again, thank you for having me and for having this. This is wonderful. What's missing? Not a question, but a thing I realized at 5 as I watched my mom and stepdad scream at each other in a clapboard kitchen. A knife in someone's hand, a threat, a shadow, a body headed for the door. I ran to my room, plucked at the one marble eye of my stuffed bat radar, a gift from their honeymoon, compensation. What's missing implies something was once there. It had been, hadn't it? But sometimes where doesn't matter until it's nowhere. So my mom looked for it everywhere, and apparently so did my stepdad. They divorced. I grew and so did what's missing. Favorite pens, single socks from the dryer, middle school friends, earring backs, the history of my father's life, marker caps, my own body as it caved and carved itself into a woman. I kept all those flyers that came in the mail, stared into black and white faces, pixelated people vanished like magic. Did I know where they were? Somebody had to. I would lie up at night imagining key rings, love letters, spilled Cheerios hiding in places no one would look, or else blackness, as if what's missing was tucked into some dark dimension, like the place where secrets go when no one speaks them. I relied on the fallacy that everything could be seen. Surely anything that once was still is. Enter adulthood. There are websites where updates are made and pleas posted about what's missing. All these familiar worlds of vanished mothers changing tires, daughters who never came home from work, older men without their medications, college students last seen at local bars in flip-flops. I scour their Facebook pages now, their last words on Twitter, what sports teams they rooted for, until I make myself sick on what's missing. And this morning at 4 a.m., I wake to an old house stirring, the wind spelling out gray, reach for my phone, checking for the millionth time. Have they found that plane? Do they know where it's gone? Over 300 tons of machine disappeared, lives and last breaths inside, and I don't know where it is. Thank you.